If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is July the 26th, 2023, and today the topic is spiritual spankings. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I hope that you all had a terrific Tuesday. Mine was just fine. I don't have too much report from yesterday. Other than, I mean, those of y'all that follow me on social media, you may have noticed that your girl shared an episode of a podcast that I was interviewed on. It's called Therapy Bites. They released the podcast yesterday. Okay, between me and y'all, right? Because I'm usually real honest with y'all. I was wondering about that promo image. Like, so apparently what they do is they draw these little cartoons of their guests. Y'all go to my stuff. Go to ActressMiracleSims.com. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Actress Miracle Sims or places like that. And y'all should be able to see the image they drew for me. Long story short, they drew this, like, it's apparently me doing a handstand, but upside down, and my hind parts is in the air. I was like, at first I was like, when they first showed it to me, it was at the interview, they showed the image to me, and I was like, is that me? You know, so that was my first reaction, because at first I'm like, that's pretty cool that they drew a picture of me. But then I'm like, wait a minute, what's up with this pose? And they were like, oh, we do yoga poses, da 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 da. And I'm like, it was so funny. I shared it with my virtual assistant when they sent me the promo image. I gave it to her so she could share it and whatnot. And I was like, I don't know how to feel and whatnot. I was like, what do you think? And she's like, I do yoga and I don't recognize that pose. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, and then I went and looked at like their former guests, and I'm the only one that's in that particular pose. So I don't know if I should be offended or what, if I just look at it as a quirky thing. I don't know. But anyway, so when y'all see that, y'all know my behind the scenes thoughts. But I mean, we shared it anyway. It's out there. It's whatever. They got merch apparently. As well, so if y'all want to, you know, get your girl the little image that represents your girl's episode, I might show y'all in the after show. I might show you guys, those that are watching live, if you want to see it or whatever. But yeah, so that's one thing. Y'all may have saw that yesterday. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I'm on. Maybe I'll talk more about it in the after show if I have more to say. But yeah, so that was one thing that came out yesterday. And I recorded another show yesterday as well. I know the host's name is Monique. I don't have the information in front of me right now, but whenever it comes out, I'll let y'all know and everything like that. So to God be the glory, right, for being featured on other platforms and everything. I appreciate everyone, you know, sharing their platform with me, giving me, you know, the time of day, allowing me to share about the things that we have going on here at GSL. So, you know, to God be the glory. To God be the glory for all things. Y'all know just a few years ago, I was like, oh, I think I'm going to start doing interviews. And so now it's like, you know, I'm constantly obviously opening up the GSL platform, as well as, you know, people are allowing me to come and visit them. So again, I'm grateful and thankful, and Yeah, to God be the glory. And I did order the t-shirt and the mug, so whenever I get it, I'll show y'all that too, if the Lord's will. So anywho, yeah, that's all I really got to say about yesterday. I mean, I know there's some other stuff going on in the media and all this type of stuff, but I don't too much follow mainstream news, media stuff. I just hear things every now and then, and everything, so I don't have too much to say about all of that. So let's get into this conversation about spiritual spankings, y'all. Spiritual spankings. Has anyone ever encountered this? Have you had a spiritual spanking? I mean, I definitely have had a spiritual spanking. I think the Lord has definitely spanked me every now and then, you know. God whipped me into shape, you know, to get me to be who I am today. So again, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the spiritual spankings. I'm grateful for the physical spankings as well. Shout out to my parents, you know. I know people question that method, and everything like that. I don't recall having to get too many spankings, you know, and everything. But I'm grateful for the ones I did get, because obviously it whipped me into shape in a lot of ways. You know, obviously there's things I have to kind of deal with when it comes to, like, I guess, quote unquote, being a people pleaser and things of that nature. Finding my voice, being able to voice my opinions and whatnot, and things of that nature. It was all things that I had to grow into learning and whatnot. But I don't think that was a direct, I ain't got words in the morning, y'all. Y'all know it's like 5 a.m. I don't think it was a direct, the word influence is in my mind right now, but I don't know the word right now, but anyway, reflection, maybe? Like, I don't think the, me having to find my voice and stuff like that was a reflection of, nah, the reflection might not be the right word, but whatever the word is, y'all might know the word if y'all got the word for me. But basically, I don't think it's connected, is what I'm saying, with getting the discipline right and whatnot. I think other things had to do with why I had to learn and grow in other areas. But anyway, I say all that to say that I know that parents, right, we struggle with this idea of, or some of us struggle with this idea of, you know, how to discipline our children and things of that nature. Now, granted, we're talking about God's discipline for us today when it comes to spiritual spankings. But I think it correlates to, again, the dynamic between a parent and a child, right? It is the parent's responsibility to discipline the child and to train them, right, in the way that they should go and things of that nature. That doesn't mean abuse or nothing like that, right? But that does mean that, you know, if my child is doing something and, you know, X, Y, and Z, then it is my responsibility, right, to train my child in the way that he should go. Yeah, I shouldn't be just allowing him to do all the things and going willy-nilly and going crazy and do whatever you want to do. There's no wisdom in that. He's not going to grow up to be, I mean, not to say, well, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I could say some observations that I've made on different types of discipline and whatnot, and people that quote unquote don't want to discipline, but then they children going crazy in stores and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Like, I don't recall me being like that growing up, and I don't want my son to be that way. Like, I let him express himself, and I let him, you know, talk to me and things of that nature, but, you know, I also draw the line in the sand and let him know, like, okay, there's certain things that, you know, you don't need to be saying, you don't need to be doing. There's a certain way you need to talk to mommy or ladies or, you know, adults and just all those different things that you need to train your children, right? And so I say all that to say that we're the same way. God is doing this with us as well. And if he's doing this with you, right, it doesn't always feel good and everything like that. But we need to renew our mind and our thinking, and then maybe we'll have some understanding. Maybe we can, again, just like I was saying earlier, be okay and be happy, right, when we're getting the discipline from the Lord. Obviously, we are, in good company, because there's plenty of biblical figures that receive discipline from the Lord. Jesus took on the discipline from the Lord, even though he didn't do one thing to deserve it, you know. But he's the only one. All the rest of us, we've sinned and fallen short, and we deserve whatever discipline we get from the Lord and everything like that. And so so that's the conversation today. What was the inspiration? I guess a couple of things. I mean, I did come across a video of Marcus Rogers sharing about discipline, and I listened to it and whatnot, and I just shared it, and I didn't think I was going to talk about it today, but then ultimately I think I read some verses, either the verses that I came across when I woke up, which was around three, I didn't write it down, but three something. And I looked that up, and then one of the verses pretty much led me to this deeper look into, again, wisdom and everything like that. And in the midst of me reading that entire section, I noticed that it started talking about discipline and whatnot. And I don't know, it just started to resonate with me, and I decided to go deeper and look into it. Now, the interesting thing was that when I started looking up definitions of like chastisement and chasing and discipline and all those different things, the only thing that really stood out to me was the word discipline. So the definition of discipline says the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior, using punishment to correct disobedience. So I mean, I think we're all familiar with this word discipline and everything. I don't think this is anything new to hear what that definition means and stuff, but it's the only one that I felt led to write down. I felt like the other ones, I don't know, it's just something about them that I was just like, or is this the real definition? That was the interesting thing too. I felt like I was looking at a word, and then it was like, and what's the biblical definition? What's the real definition? I'm like, let me just look up something that's going to automatically give me the definition. maybe that's what I get for Googling the word, but still, so let's get into some Bible, y'all. Like, again, if you've ever been spiritually spanked, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying anything new, right, to you. If you've experienced, if you haven't experienced it, I mean, you might will, at some point, I think. But if you're experiencing it and you're feeling some kind of way about it, hopefully this conversation will encourage you and inspire you in the midst of your spiritual spanking. So let's get into it, y'all. Here goes some verses that were standing out to me. Hebrews 12 and 6, it says, "For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every man whom he receives." So I ended up reading one of these articles on gotquestions.org, and it was called, I'd like to put that on the screen so y'all know where I went. It was called, "When, How, and Why Does the Lord God Discipline Us When We Sin?" Reading that today, it was nice. I almost forgot to write it down to share with y'all, but I did. It's in the Go Deeper section if you guys want to peruse it and, let the things that it was saying marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. But this verse reminds me of it right now because it's saying to the verse is saying to us that the Lord disciplines the one he loves, chastises every son he receives. Like any good parent disciplines their child, and in the same way God disciplines us. And why? Because he loves us. At the end of the day, if you truly love someone, you would correct them when they're wrong. You would, now obviously you have that relationship right with them to be able to correct them when they're wrong. That's a whole nother conversation. A whole nother conversation. But again, in this father and child dynamic, any parent understands this or should understand this, I think. Sorry, unfortunately, I was thinking about something else I came across this morning. I guess I'll share it since I'm thinking about it in this moment. So I came across this article, and it reminded me of the challenge that I did for Allie. Long story short, y'all that have been following me in this journey or whatnot, y'all know that I came across this human trafficking survivor named Allie Carter. And in the midst of, like, when I first found out about her story, she's talking about, all of us on social media and stuff. And she put out this challenge for us to, to see how it feels to be someone, in these situations. And she said that they, like, these traffickers and people, they put, like, kids in cages. And they, even, I guess, even adults in cages and whatnot. And so I did this challenge. I just got under my desk because she had challenged us to do it. And I think I was the first person to do it. I got under my desk and to for like 20 minutes or however long it was to mimic that and see how it felt and to, because I was like, that's the least that I can do as somebody that just hearing this on the outside looking in. Well, anyway, I came across an article apparently about this couple in Vegas that was doing that to their kids, having them in cages and things of that nature. And I don't know. I didn't go deep and read the whole story or anything like that. But I guess I'm reminded of it in this moment because, again, discipline and abuse is two totally different things, right? And so that's why I said when it comes to, like, parents, I think parents should understand about discipline. But some don't because, obviously, again, people use their free will for evil. But anyway, but we're not talking about that, right? And God is not abusing us out here, right? He's disciplining us because he loves us. Now, at the end of the day, there's a lot of examples of how he disciplines us and things like that. So if you read that article that I mentioned earlier, that would give us like some insight on some different ways that he disciplines us and things. But, it's just something to think about. You know, he disciplines you because he loves you just like any good plant parent. And I know with Brother Marcus today, like I said, when I was listening to his commentary about it, at the end of the day, the discipline is for our growth, our improvement, our to get to the next level. Like, sometimes you got to go through the thing. Now, sometimes you can learn from other people's mistakes, which is a thing that I've been just kind of sharing that my mom taught us. And it has blessed me in my life to learn from other people's mistakes. However, some people need the discipline, right? Some people got to actually go through it. Like my husband say, bought sense is better than borrowed sense in that fact, right? Or in that case. If you're somebody that's, got to go through the thing and then you get the discipline X, Y, and Z and that helps you learn, then by all means, either way, right? Prevention is a form of, discipline as well. Prevention is protection, really. But if you don't, if you go outside of that lines of protection, then obviously there's going to be discipline and consequences and things of that nature. Let's keep going, y'all. So 2 Timothy 3:16-17, it says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. This is a very familiar verse. I mean, especially on the juice I share, quite often, I would say. But today, as I was writing it down, I just was thinking about how the word of God disciplines us all by itself. Like, even if God didn't do anything else, like, didn't allow you to go through other things and whatnot. Like, if you truly read the Bible, it will whip you into shape by itself. It's a spiritual spanking by itself. Like, it's like, again, I the best way that I can explain my journey and everything like that, again, is like, I felt like it was a mirror showing me myself and showing me how I needed to change and how I needed to grow and how I needed to, just things I needed to work on and do to become the woman who God created me to be, right? And like I said, the scripture, it does it all by itself. That's why I just really don't understand those that claim that they have read the Bible or that they studied or that they go through this whole thing. And then they don't, I guess they're not convicted by it. They don't change. They feel like, it's nothing, whatever they feel. Like, I don't understand how that can happen other than, I guess, having a reprobate mind. And, you just having your mind already what you feel and think about it. And so you come into reading it and studying it with, I guess, preconceived notions or whatever the case is. That's the only thing that makes sense to why anyone could read the Bible and not be changed by it. And that's a whole nother conversation again. But all scripture is breathed out by God. And like I said, I think the main thing that was standing out to me this morning when I was reflecting on that verse is that, it does it all by itself. Like I said, the word is like a two-edged sword. Cut you going in, cut you going out. Like, the word does it all by itself. Just the word, the Bible, the scriptures that are breathed out by God. And so, you guys, again, can go deeper with all of this, but that's what was standing out to me. So then I got Proverbs 13:24. It says, whoever spares the rod hates his son. But he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. So again, if you're feeling like you're being spiritually spanked, And if you're in a season of being spiritually spanked, then you can rest assured that you are loved by the Lord, you know, and maybe that hopefully can encourage you and inspire you to know that, hey, the Lord cares that much about me to get me correct. Obviously, he knows, you know, his perfect plan for me and my life, and he wants me to get there and everything like that. And sometimes the spiritual spankings need to happen in order for us to get to where we're supposed to be. Even the conversation I was having with the lady yesterday and, you know, and everything like that. There's no way I could be doing the things I'm doing now if I was not going through my journey of cultivating, right? Going through my journey of the spiritual spanking, going through changing my life, man. Like, and it, you know, and yeah, okay, I made choices in X, Y, and Z, but I would say all of those things were encouraged and inspired by the Lord. Like, you know, I couldn't have been here by my own doing, y'all. Like, and doing and saying the things that I'm doing right now. Because none of it would have made sense to me. I'm being completely honest. Like, again, I shared my testimony yesterday about how between 2019 and 2022, I was not working nowhere else outside of my own endeavors. And then in the midst of it, somehow paying people, making books, creating, keeping a show going, all this type of stuff. And to me, all it is a testament to the Lord and what he did in the Bible days. He's doing it still today. Two fish, five loaves of bread. You come with what you got, he'll multiply it, you know. And that's all I'm a living witness as. But, you know, if someone had told me again in my Florida days, hey, Miracle, you're going to have 2019 to 2022 not working no job. I'm like, how am I going? But you still going to pay bills and eat and whatever else you want to do. Huh? None of that would have made sense to me, you know? So, I mean, to God be the glory for his wisdom, right? And that's the thing. At the end of the day, it don't always have to make sense to us, right? Just go through it. Just keep going through it, y'all, and understand that, again, you're in good company. If you're being spiritually spanked, then, you know that you're a child of the Lord. That's ultimately the main juice. But I got some more Bible real quick. Let's see. Revelation 3:19. It says, those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Friends, I mean, you know, the Lord done reiterated to us at least three or four times today that he loves us. And the discipline comes from love. The discipline is for our growth. The discipline is for our perfect future that he has planned. And like I said, ultimately, this is the juice this morning, y'all. At the end of the day, you know, you are loved by God. He created you. He has a perfect plan for you. But if you're out of the will of God, you know, and you're being spiritually spanked right now, that's a good place to be, because you could be in a place, again, of the reprobate mind, and you're not hearing from God at all, and the chastisement is going over your head, and you're walking through life spiritually dead. Like, that could be you, right? And that's a scary place to be honest. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Again, I once again thought about Christopher Hitchens this morning. I'm like, Lord, why you keep bringing him to my mind? Like, I don't know why that man keeps coming to my mind. Like, the man is dead and gone. But I thought about his last words, and I thought about to watch his last video if I could find it. And I'm gonna, if I can find it, I guess I'll try to go ahead and watch it and see what he had to say or whatever. But even the last words that he was trying to write, it was saying something, I can't even remember what it was saying. It didn't have anything to do about repentance, though. It didn't have anything to do about, like, you know, humbling himself before the Lord or anything, far as I saw. So, you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the man personally or anything like that, but you don't want to get into that. That's my example today, y'all. Y'all don't want to get into the reprobate mind and find yourself in a place where you can't repent and you can't do anything right about the things that the Lord wants to do with you, for you, and through you in your life. And so these are just something to think about, y'all. I mean, this is ultimately the juice this morning. The interesting thing as well, this is something else that was standing out to me this morning, and I just kind of put it on the back burner because I was more so focused on this conversation about spiritual spankings and discipline and everything. But it came back around in the Bible verse of today. So here it is, y'all. James 1:22-24 says, But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and struggling, forgetting what manner of man he was. Y'all can go confirm those words I was stumbling over. But ultimately, again, you got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. That was on my heart and mind today as well. Well, I was coming across that verse today as well before I got going and started. And I don't know, here it is at the Bible verse of today. So let's keep both of those things in mind, y'all. Accept the discipline of the Lord. It's okay if you're having a spiritual spanking. Understand that you're loved by God. And let's not just be hearers of the word, but also doers. And like I said, that's the juice this morning. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.